This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, welcome into the happy hour. It's us. Taking you the rest of the way. Chris Ellis, Matt Scraby, together in our Odyssey Palace Studios. Tony Gwynn Jr. down at Petco Park. He and Jesse Agler will have the call tonight when the 5-7 Padres, second place in the National League West, proud to say, take on the Chicago Cubs. First of a three-game series, Yu Darvish will be on the mound for the rankled Friars. They should feel rankled after losing that game yesterday in San Francisco, despite 11 hits, four of which were turned in by rookie Jackson Merrill. Another solid starting pitching performance, this one by Matt Waldron. Did not allow an earned run for the second day in a row, but they didn't win the game. Yeah, I mean, after all that, you didn't win the game. So that's a hang with them, but Padres will see if they can bounce back tonight. Padres offensively, one crooked number. That means scoring more than a run in an inning once in the last 57 innings. Yikes. That's not great. So the offense hasn't done it. The bullpen has not done it. I'd say the starting pitching, real good the last time through the rotation. But despite a 1.72 ERA from those five starters, Padres win only two of the five games. Scraby's in panic. We're trying to calm him down. Before we get to
You're not
in panic?
I'm not in panic. I'm just anxious.
All right.
Because I feel, again, like we are still living last year, but I will give it a little bit
more
time.
We're not living last year.
I know.
We're living this year.
That's what you keep telling
right
me.
Right now.
I feel like last year.
Right now, it doesn't look all that great.
No. No. Can I take it in a weird direction real quick, Chris?
What do you got?
So, I forgot to bring this up Friday, but there is a new manager in Japanese baseball. Okay. And his name, he's a former big league player. He played for the Giants. His name is Tsuyoshi Shinjo. But there's a couple things I'm bringing this up for before we actually get to real baseball news. He addressed the media in his opening press conference, and he requires everyone to call him Big Boss, even the media, not
what
just
if
his
you
players.
Don't call him that?
I don't know. I guess he won't talk to you. I can't imagine Mike Schilt coming out and being like, hey, you have to call me Big Boss before each question.
Yeah, first of all, I'm very proud to be manager of the San Diego Padres. Something I've been working for my entire life. Secondly, from here forward be known as Big Boss. That's
it's
right.
Ridiculous.
Not just boss, but you'll have to include the word big
yes.
if you want to address me.
Mr. Big Boss. Anyway, that's the first ridiculous thing. The second ridiculous thing that he did, he entered his first ever game in his managerial debut. You get what I'm trying to say. But he entered it on a hover. He rode around the stadium in a hovercraft.
I have what seems to be almost an unimportant question.
Yes.
Has he won any games?
I don't know. But look at that. I just retweeted the video at Matt Scraby. He's legitimately 50 feet in the air riding a hovercraft around the stadium in his managerial debut. Some may say he thinks the team's about, or the news is about him. But
I don't know. I'm just not a fan of people like that. I do want to direct, speaking of Japan.
Okay.
I found this the other day scrolling through Facebook.
Uh-oh.
And if you haven't seen this yet, you owe it to yourself. I just turned Scraby onto it, and it's pretty remarkable, is it not, Scrape?
I forget what you told me.
All right. You want to look up something like this, and jot this down, or if you're driving, do your best to remember it. But when you get home, look this up.
Oh,
on Google.
Yes, yes.
You want to look up giant 3D cat billboard.
Yes, he's right.
That sounds weird. Giant 3D cat billboard.
Japan is also a good word.
Or Tokyo. It's something you've never remotely seen before in your life, nor I don't think you can even imagine it being. Right? Like, I mean, if you said, I want you to design the coolest billboard you could possibly design, and there are no limitations, just your own mind is your own limitation, I don't think you'd think of this. I don't even know how they do it.
Well, I shouldn't say how they do it because I don't know how they do it either, but I think it's all about perspective and where you're standing and how it looks. It's kind of like, remember those books back in the day where if you like look at them long enough, they turn into an image and you can kind of see it in 3D?
I think
you kind of like cross your eyes.
This is something different, I think. I've never seen anything quite like it, but it's on a screen. It's an actual video image in Japan, but it does not. It just looks, it's ridiculous how good it is. I don't know how else to explain it.
It's pretty crazy. It looks pretty lifelike. Like, if you were to walk by and just kind of look up,
you'd flip out.
A second look like, is that a real panda?
Oh, you'd
up
have
there?
A couple of second looks for sure.
Jocelyn says, so am I the only one that didn't know hovercrafts were actually a real thing? No, hovercrafts are actually a real thing.
I did not know. Remember, I didn't know that reindeers were real things.
What? Like, they're actually a deer.
Right, I didn't know they were. I thought they were just made up stuff for Santa Claus's sleigh.
Let's step off of that subject for a second, but reindeers are actually real.
Yes, I know. I saw a couple at SeaWorld years ago.
You saw some reindeers at SeaWorld? Now we're getting into weird spots.
They had a Christmas theme, you know, promotion, and I'm walking around and there's a whole thing of reindeers. I'm like, wait, I didn't know these were real.
Was Rudolph there? Hey, don't answer that the way you want to answer that, Chris.
All right, check out the 3D billboards in Japan if you want to see something that I think is pretty remarkably cool. And I think you will, too.
Yeah.
All right, that's my little tip of the day.
That's a good one.
The NCAA men's championship game is coming up in about an hour. UConn, Purdue for the title. A couple of top seeds. Purdue wins. Scraby's dad.
I can't believe it.
Is the champ.
I cannot believe it.
Of our 135 or so person entry NCAA tournament pick'em.
I got a lot of his genes. Like I got his height.
You didn't get that.
I got all of his medical issues, but I did not get. My dad's really, really, really good at these pick'em things. He always is in like the top percentile during the NFL season. He does like a public Yahoo league where he just picks wins, and he's always in the top 10%. It's crazy. I didn't get that.
Purdue wins tonight. Scraby's dad wins. If UConn wins, which most people expect. Somebody named George will win. So if your name isn't George, it's not going to be you. NCAA women's title game last night, yesterday afternoon, I guess. South Carolina's victory over Caitlin Clark in Iowa. This isn't going to surprise anybody. The largest audience ever for a women's basketball game. Here's what might surprise you. The only bigger TV audiences in the last 5 years have been football, the World Cup soccer.
What about WWE?
And Olympics.
Oh.
WWE.
Olympics, huh?
The most watched basketball game, any basketball game, in 5 years.
Whoa.
And, I mean, it's more than any NBA game. In the last 5 years.
Wow.
It's more than any MLB game, World Series game, in the last 5 years. That would be Caitlin Clark in Iowa versus South Carolina.
There was a pretty funny, do you know what I think it's called the Babylon Bee. Do you know what that is?
Don't.
It's like a satire news site where they just make fun of big news stories.
Okay.
And it says it has a picture of Caitlin Clark and it says the headline, Caitlin Clark to retire from spotlight and enter WNBA.
Yeah. That's a funny line, but it may not be so true anymore.
I don't know.
We'll see. Are people going to follow her and watch? Supposedly, it'll be the Indiana Fever because that's the number one pick. And you would think that they will promote it like, you know, nobody's business when she plays her first game.
Yeah.
They ought to put her up against Diana Taurasi in Phoenix since Taurasi came out. And in answering a question, mind you, said that, yeah, I think Caitlin Clark will have to, you know.
She's going to have some adjustment period.
She's going to have some adjustment period to make. And people are ripping on Diana Taurasi now for being a hater. I'll just go along with LeBron James on this one. I know you don't go with LeBron too often.
Will you stop lumping me in that?
Well, you don't like the guy. So I just got to say that. But LeBron James said, if you don't like Caitlin Clark, if you don't get into her play or whatever, you got to find something wrong with her, then you are just a hater. Then I think that's fair.
That is pretty fair.
Caitlin Clark's done nothing other than just be one of the best things women's sports in general could ever ask for.
Yeah, he's a big proponent.
That's about all she's done.
Do you think Michael Jordan would have done... would have been so kind to women's sports like LeBron is if women's sports was what it is back then? You know what I'm saying?
Michael Jordan would have said something like, you know, women are Republicans and Democrats. So, no, I don't know what Michael... You know, Michael was famously not involved in anything.
Yeah, I know. That's why.
That's one of the criticisms of him. It was a different time. But, I mean, there was great women's athletes when he played. They didn't get the same... You know, this didn't get the same attention. Dawn Staley is one of them.
Yeah.
You know, she was a great player. Anyway, I don't know. Whatever's happened, the time is right. The convergence of things has made women's basketball and Caitlin Clark famous. And good for them.
Good for them is right.
All right, Padres and Cubs. What did Mike Shildt have to say about things? A little change to the Padre lineup tonight for the first time all year. We'll find out why that is. Jackson Merrill coming off a 4-for-4 day. What did the rookie think of that? And other comments from the Padre Clubhouse coming your way next on Gwen and Chris after we check your ride home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're going to hear from Mike Shildt and Jackson Merrill in just a minute. Chris Hello, Gwen and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. I spent the entire commercial break looking at those 3D billboards in Tokyo.
He's fascinated by these.
You guys have got to see them and tell me you're not fascinated by them.
Not as much as you are.
They are.
3D is nothing new, Chris.
Well, these billboards, I know 3D is nothing new, but I've never seen a billboard looks anything like this. And my guess is that very few of you have seen it either. So I would look it up when you get a moment. Because I think it'll be worth your while. Do you understand our judicial system, Scrape?
No.
Like, stuff like this. A judge has ordered the Kansas City Chiefs superfan, who committed series of bank robberies.
Yeah.
He has to pay $11 million to some teller at a bank in Oklahoma who he threatened with a gun in December.
Wait, he has to pay that teller?
$11 million.
Man, I did it wrong when I worked at the bank.
The teller gets $3.6 million because this guy inflicted physical harm. and emotional distress, and then $7 million in punitive damages. Here's the problem. The guy who has to pay this money is unemployed and living in a car.
Well, and, it's not funny that he's living in a car, but you know I'm laughing at. You
right.
have to pay $11 million.
I mean, he robbed all these banks. He stole over $800,000 in 11 robberies across seven states, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But they caught him. He's, you know, going to go to jail where he belongs. But, I mean, what is the point of even having this? You owe $11 million.
What because am I gonna do? Money for the rest of that person's life is going to be garnished out of their
anything?
Wages. Well, yeah. You know how I know about this? Because I worked at the bank. And people used to be really mad all the time. Why aren't you giving me all the money back? I'm like, because this is what your check says. And then they find out later that they're in some law legal dispute. And then the law takes over and takes money okay. from your paycheck.
All right.
Well, but still, it's like 10 this, bucks at a time.
Yeah, I'm thinking this lady's not going to get the $11 million.
No, you're probably
don't think
right.
it's going to make up for the physical harm and emotional distress she felt from having a gun waved in her face.
Did I tell you I got robbed at the bank one time?
I did not. You did not.
I got, well, first you're
stuck,
off.
Held up?
First off,
stick
I.
Stick them up?
Someone quick changed me, which a quick change artist is very good, which means they asked, they brought me $5,000 in 50s. And they wanted $5,000 in hundreds. So I started counting out the hundreds. But when they were distracting me, they dropped some of the money into their thing. Ended up getting like $3,000 stolen from me.
Wow.
Not my best day in the world. I was very angry. This is the guy's plan to get me flustered, get me upset, which is not Boy. Hard to do. The other time...
he picked on the right teller, you're saying?
He picked on the right guy, that is for sure. Yeah. The other time was actually a real robbery attempt up in La Costa when I worked at Bank of America. It was a Saturday. Someone came in. I noticed that this person was kind of weird, and I was keeping my eye on that person. And then the teller kind of gave me the look like something's happening here. So she hit the silent alarm. I'm sitting in the bank. This person's already gone. There were police officers with their AR-15s walking into the bank.
Oh, boy.
Thinking there was a robbery underway. But anyway, that person got, it was called, they were named the Big-Nosed Bandit, Chris. And our information helped lead to the capture because we saw his getaway car.
If I was ever going to be a bandit.
It would not be big-nosed?
I don't know. That might be a name for me. Not sure. Either anyway. That or balding bandit.
Oh, my God.
One or the other.
Anyway, either way, this lady probably will never see again.
Yeah.
Any of that.
Any of that $11 million.
You're right.
Padres have made a couple of lineup changes for tonight. We should get on that subject that it was is a sports show.
The big-nosed bandit, though.
I know. I'm with you. I get where you're coming from. Jerickson Profar has moved to the number 5 spot in the order for the first time this year. Ha-Seong Kim will bat 6th. Padres have had the exact same first 6 hitters for the first 12 games. That will not be the case tonight. It'll be the regular first 4. But then it'll be Profar batting 5th, Ha-Seong Kim batting 6th, Mike Schilt, skipper, the big boss of the Padres, was asked why he is making this change.
Kim and Profar, it's kind of your first adjustment to the top 6. Can you just walk us through your thinking there?
Yeah, I like the bats Profar's taking. You know, I feel like sliding another lefty up a little bit closer is going to help out maybe. And still like Kimmy's a bat. He had the RBI single yesterday, but just felt like where pros at, and the lefty just sliding it up and, you know, splitting it up just a little bit more.
The offense had been quieter. It's just kind of like it's a slight adjustment to the lineup. Is this like further proof that you're not going to be knee-jerk about these things?
Again, you know, it's a happy meeting. You don't want to overreact and be knee-jerk, because I don't think that sends a great message over a long period of time. I think there's and then you don't want to be, you know, you don't want to underreact and be oblivious, which we won't be either. We'll take the temperature, see what it looks like, and always be open-minded about putting our best foot forward with all factors considered.
As productive as Merrill has been, have you been tempted to move him up around a little bit?
I feel good. I mean, about where he's at, you know, I think it's important that where he is, and, you know, we got some other guys in the lineup that clearly are capable of doing their job and have, and so it adds length to our lineup, which I like a lot. And, you know, we're 12 games in, and he's gotten off to a nice start, and maybe that has something to do with it. I don't know. He's a good player. Probably doesn't matter as much, but we'll continue to be mindful of how he's playing and where we are relative to the rest of the lineup, and we'll continue to evaluate him.
There you go.
Jackson Merrill's moving up to the eight spot tonight.
Yeah, you're going to hear more from Mike Schilt if you just stay tuned for the EcoWater SoCal Padres pregame show with Sammy Leavitt next on 97.3 The Fan.
Comes up in about 5 or 6 minutes. That's Sammy Leavitt's the guy.
He is.
Although, excuse me, he did tell us that wherever he goes, the champagne flows. Sammy has not been living up to his billing.
Has not
the
been
last
flowing.
Year or so.
No.
Come on, Sammy.
No, it's not.
Jackson Merrill's been living up to his billing, though.
Oh,
for 4 yesterday, raises the average to 324. And I got to say, I don't have the stats on this in front of me, Scrabe. But I imagine, out of all the players in the history of baseball that have played, all of them, maybe 40% have ever had a 4-for-4 day. I don't think it's just an automatic thing you get if you're a major league player. 4-for-4 is a big day.
Yeah, that is.
That is hard to do, especially against a Cy Young award-winning runner-up, Logan Webb, and a reliever who throws 110 miles an hour, Camilo Duvall.
Yeah.
Jackson Merrill did it yesterday. Here's what he thought.
Oop, I clicked the wrong one.
Uh-oh, don't click the wrong one.
4-for-4 yesterday, fourth player since 1900 to do something like that. When you hear something like that, how do you take it?
I really, honestly, like in the most respectful way possible, couldn't care less about 4-for-4. You know, I've said it every time that we've asked about like a milestone or something that's happened. My main goal is to win the game, and we lost. So the 4-for-4 was cool. You know, it might not help the team as much as I wanted it to, but, you know, at the end of the day, we didn't win the game, and that's our main goal here.
Standing ovation.
You like that?
Standing ovation.
You like that?
He says everything right. He does everything right, Chris.
He's the best. Here's the best thing about his 4-for-4 yesterday. It's that after the fourth hit in the ninth inning, he stole second base to put himself in position to get the game tied. And that, to me, underscores what he just said. He wanted to win the game. 4-for-4 was nice, but he didn't just stand on first base after going 4-for-4. He immediately got himself a good jump, got himself a good read, and got a stolen base, giving Campusano a chance to tie the game. Campusano did not come through that time, but Jackson Merrill did all he could.
Yeah.
You know, so I appreciate that. Sitting 324, this has been a really good start. He's got an 865 OPS. That's the same OPS as Campusano. It's only 0.03 shy of the team leader at 868. Jerks and Profar?
Wow. Do you know how many?
That's right.
I just looked. Sorry.
Go ahead.
I just looked up 4-for-4 games as a 20-year-old. Hank Aaron leads the way. He had 5 4-for-4 days as a 20-year-old.
I told you, Hank Aaron was really good.
Yeah.
He wasn't just like, okay.
No, Ronald Acuna Jr. had 3. Wow, that is, yeah.
So there's a few good guys have done it, but it's not easy. 4-for-4, big day for Jackson. Hopefully he keeps it going tonight. Starting rotation's been really good the last time through. 5 quality starts, 1.72 ERA combined.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Musgrove, one of those starters, talking about the rotation in the past week.
Oh, shoot. I'm sorry. I thought you were closing up. My bad.
We still got 4 minutes,
No, we don't have 4 minutes. We got 1 minute.
You said 5:38:40.
I said 5:34:58.
Better get going. Sammy Leavitt's pregame show is coming up next. Gwen and Chris back tomorrow at 2.
Fantabulous game show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.